All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. Today's show is all about asset allocation. So, you know, if you're out there right now and you've got a retirement plan, listen up. We're just going to walk through kind of a conversational type thing to try to help you to, you know, do the right thing. And if you'd really like some help choosing your 401k options, we'll be happy to do that. And there's no cost to that. If you want to call Roy, go to roymatlockjr.com or call us at 615-843-2999. I know I was on a call just this week where we did a Zoom call, and we were able to share the screen, and she showed me her options to choose from. We had a conversation about, you know, their goal, her goals, and all that kind of stuff, and then we made a choice. And I gave her recommendations, and we do that free. If you want to call us or just go to the website, you can fill out a form. You'll be able to find us. But anyway, we're going to continue on. And so when we left to the break, we were talking about the different types of funds and stuff like that. So let's talk about some asset allocation and why asset allocation is so important. All right. So there's been studies done, and the long and short of it is you can go back and look at, you know, the rate of return, okay, in a typical period, and you look at the stock market as a typical long-term return. The S&P is about 10%, bond market's about 4%. Now, of course, you know, we got low interest rates right now, and it's, but at the end of the day, everything is kind of like that. But here's what was interesting over the last 10 years. Okay, I'm sorry, the last 20 years. On a $100,000 investment, the average equity investor, okay, $100,000, they averaged 4.25%. So now why do we call it the average equity investor? Because when I tell you in just a minute, what happens, you'll be surprised. The average of the S&P during that 20-year period was 6.06%, but the average investor received 4.25%. So let me walk you through, why did the average investor underperform so much? Well, the reason is the average investor, generally speaking, gets emotional. And when they get emotional, sometimes they sell at the wrong times, then they have to come and then they buy at the wrong time. And the reason they do that, they just get there, they're not properly allocated. So if you've ever been in a situation where you got worried and you cashed in your money, I'm not going to do that stock market thing, then you were in something that was too aggressive, and that's why you did it. And so as a result of that, your asset allocation hurt you. Now, what's the difference on $100,000 over a 20-year period? If it's, what's the difference in 4.25% and 6%, 6.06%? That difference is $94,000. Think about that. That's the difference. Now, the bond market was no different. The difference in the bond market was even more. Okay, the average fixed income investor during that same period of time got 0.47%, but the aggregate of the bond market was 5.03%. How about that? Or the difference of $157,000. When you listen to those things, you're like, are you kidding me? Are you serious? People actually sell at the bottom of the market? Oh, yeah, they do it all the time. And that's why what I try to do is get people completely, totally educated. And if you get educated, we can have a conversation like, yeah, it's down. I agree. It's down. We know it's down. So what happens after it's down? What is it historically done? It's always gone back up, right? How about that? Isn't that simple? So what should we do, Mr. Investor? We should forget about it. We should leave it alone. We got the allocation done correctly. And over the long haul, we will do fine. You know, right now we've seen a record stock market. You know, if we'd have come back at the beginning of 2020, you know, we saw things rocking and then boom, the pandemic hit and people were panicking and many people, you know, got scared and then they missed the big run up and now they're scared again because guess what? They got to get back in. All right. And so if you're one of those, give my office a call. We can help you. You know, one of the things that we would do to begin with is get you back in the market, but do it in a different way. And we do it called dollar cost average. So chances are we would ease you in over a period of time since you've already missed out on a lot of things. I'd hate to see you come right back in again and have another scenario like that. So there's three D's that I always tell people if you want to, you know, really understand how to be successful with your money. The first one is diversification. Of course, that's why I never recommend individual stocks. You know, individual stocks, I know what goes into research, researching companies. I know what funds do to research, and I know how little information people have researching for their own. They don't have the time, the expertise, the ability to, you know, get great information prior to what's in the newspaper or in the, you know, on the internet, stuff like that. And so the first thing we want to do is get diversified. And generally speaking, a small investor doesn't have the ability to get diversified doing individual stocks. So why we go to a fund to begin with is to diversify. So we diversify. Typical mutual fund might have 200 to 300 companies that they own. So people have asked me, you know, that don't really understand. They say, well, what would happen if could I lose all my money? So, hey, if we lose all of our money and we've got 300, you know, big companies, boy, this whole world is over. And so, no, I don't ever see, does it go up and down? Yeah, it goes up and down. And so what happens is, how do these companies go out? They diversify the first thing. So when you start investing your money, we pick and choose the types of diversification we want. We might say, well, let's put 30% of your money in an international fund. And the reason is that 2/3 of the stock of the total stock values are outside the U.S. And we do business with all of these non-U.S. companies. You know, I have a Mercedes and you know, you do business with, you know, companies like, I don't know, Johnson & Johnson and BP Oil, all those kind of things. So the point being is, why wouldn't you own, you know, French's mustard? I mean, that's pretty easy one, isn't it? And so what we do, why wouldn't we own it? So we said, well, let's put 30% outside of the U.S. Maybe we'll put 25% into a small company fund, all right, that invest in the Googles of tomorrow, more aggressive. All right, maybe we'll put some money in just a normal growth fund that owns, you know, your stocks, that are the ones you've heard of, the Facebooks of the world and all that. And now we've got, you know, a couple hundred stocks outside the U.S. We got a couple hundred, you know, small companies. We got a couple hundred big companies. And then we got a couple hundred that pay dividends. And before we know it, we have a portfolio of funds and that are different, and now we've got 800 companies and they're diversified and they're professionally managed. And what does that mean? I'm going to get into that as we go into the last segment. But the fact of the matter is, now we're like, wow, so how would this all go down? Well, if, you know, the whole market is down and we're pulling back and stuff like that, yeah, we'll have some downside, but we're diversified. You know, I was looking, one of the companies that has emerged is called Zoom. Everybody knows about Zoom, all right? And so Zoom, at the beginning of 2020, I think it was trading in the 50s, and because of all the, you know, pandemic and stuff like that, it got as high as $600 a share. So if companies, you know, if mutual funds were researching that and they owned it, you owned a piece of that, then you would have been good. And so keep in mind that diversification is one of the three, okay? The second one is called dollar cost averaging, okay? And then the last is discipline. So diversification, dollar cost averaging, and discipline. And so we're going to get into our last segment. We're going to talk about time, not timing. We're going to talk about what happens when we allocate properly, and then I'm going to give you some allocation models that you might think about, because that's what we do. I've been doing this for 35 years. You know, it's been, I'm 60 years old, started when I was 25, and I still love it. I still love doing what I'm doing. And so if you would like some help, you can visit roymountlikejr.com. I would just say sign up for our 12-part course on money. It's 45 minutes, each one of them. Get real agitated, and then maybe check in with us and we can help you. We'll be right back.